For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to the number one Bengals podcast. I'm your host, Eddie McTook. I'm joined, as always, by Dr. Hoji Electric Smoji. And we have a very special guest today. I'm talking about Zim, Vinci, Vincinati, Houdet. This is the heart and soul of the Bengals fan base right here. Zim, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent, man. I'm so happy to come on your show, man. I've been waiting to come on for a while. We've done some stuff a long time ago, but I'm excited, man. It's one thing I can be excited about with the Bengals not being in the playoffs.
Yes, Zim, sir. And I must say, in terms of fandom and enthusiasm, you keep our spirits alive. And I follow your Twitter account like, you know, like a man who is depressed and, you know, really needs something that lifts his spirits. And it does lift my spirits. And it I'm really grateful for all you do.
It is therapeutic, his Twitter. And his Instagram, obviously, was he exploded on Instagram a few years ago. And now he's on Twitter. He's like a media mogul now. He has this franchise of podcasts that he owns and is making millions of dollars from. And very impressive. So, Zim, look, we Bengals fans, we are lacking direction right now. We don't know what to do. We're out of the playoffs. We don't know. Do we watch the playoffs? Do we not watch the playoffs? Who do we watch? Who do we root for?
I'm watching the playoffs, guys, on the strength of I feel like it's a bit therapeutic for me to sit back and say these are all the teams that we would have killed. That's number one. Number two, we need to be able to sit back and say, what can we do that some of these teams are doing and apply them to our team? So, and we need to watch all of our teams that we hate the most. We need to watch all of them lose.
Yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
who do we hate the most? Because yes. I was having a conversation with a young Bengals fan, and a lot of the young Bengals fans hate the Chiefs more than they hate the Steelers, which I found surprising.
I hate the Steelers more than the Chiefs to the day I die. Like, I just grew up that way. Don't judge this by me. I'm not as big on the Chiefs rivalry as like Bengals fans. I feel like that rivalry only gives them the attention that they want and it gives them relevance. And that's a long conversation. So I don't really hate the Chiefs like a lot of people. What it is Bengals fans notice that there's so many Chiefs fans online, just like there's so many Bengals fans online. So they always be like, I hate those Bengals fans because they never ran into a fan base that has so many voices. I hate the Steelers, but I'm going to tell you what I really hate. I cannot stand Ravens. I call them purple people. And I do not like Browns fans online. I need those two teams to go out. I do not want to watch them have any bit of success. Those are the two teams. I'd rather the Chiefs go to a Super Bowl.
See, that's my thing, though. With the Browns, I feel so bad for them that it's hard for me to hate them. You know, I've seen their suffering. Even though they aren't nice and they are
full of spite. Do you interact with them?
No.
They talk to us Bengals fans like they are the Patriots. I can't deal with those people. I'm sorry. I do not feel sorry for them one bit.
Well, they are definitely not the Patriots.
You mentioned the Chiefs fans, Mr. Zim. And I just want to point out, a lot of them, they're going through a lot in terms of hormonally. A lot of them are about 13, 14 years old. And their bodies are changing. Their voices are changing. They don't know what is going on.
Their t-shirts are just starting to stink.
Yes. So I do understand why they are so emotional online.
You might have hit it on the head, like they're going through puberty. But the thing is, sometimes I click the profiles or whatever. I try not to. But I say, this guy is way too old to be talking to people like this. And I am very... it's a numbers thing, man. It's a lot of them people. You win Super Bowls, you start to garner a lot of fans. And I just think that they just get together and they talk crazy and they act like they never had a 22-year playoff drought. And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. What I'm hearing from you is that, okay, you don't want the AFC North to win. You don't really care after that. But I got to say, and you want to see what we can learn. There's something about the Cincinnati Bengals team that was different this year. Here's the thing. They finished 9-8, winning record, barely missed the playoffs. They had the toughest schedule in the entire league. They had a backup quarterback for what, like 10 games, 7 games, I don't know how many games. And, right, they had the injured Joe Burrow for the first like 4 games. And they had one of the worst defenses in the league in terms of, you know, statistically at least. But somehow they won 9 games. Like, how did they do it? There was something about this team that they really just wanted to see them in the playoffs because it felt like they could have done something special.
They had some special games, man. I think when you go to 2 straight AFC championships, you are the back-to-back AFC North title champion, then people start to view their expectations and start to look at the team different. And I think a lot of people are disappointed in what happened with this season. You just did a really good job of highlighting the things that I thought they did well and still overcame all those different obstacles. But they had some games like, think about it. The Rams game, that was a defensive stand. Like, that was crazy. Think about the Seahawks second half. That was a defensive stand. They got to the red zone 5 times. Think about Joe Burrow coming back and putting a knife in the 49ers at their house, dropping them off by like 20, then coming back the next week and packing up the Bills. Insane stuff. Then you go and he wins 4 out of 5. He's hot. He's averaging 290 a week. Then you, like you said, you talk to Jake Brown and stuff. I look at those Steelers games and I really feel like those are the 2 things that kept us out of the playoffs. I really look at those games a lot more than all of them. They make me so angry. But outside of that, they had some phenomenal games. That Vikings game, I tweeted this right after the game. That's not a familiar foe. It's not a big game for bragging rights or anything like that. And people might not remember it. But I went back and I watched that game again. I really think that game was special, how they did it. We start to have these conversations about T. Higgins, 150 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, it was just special. And if you saw how they fought in that game, where they looked like they were dead to rights a bunch of different times, that reminded me of, like, the 2021 Bengals, where they would just do something miraculous before halftime. Or Jermaine Pratt makes a special play. It was just a special game. And I get it. It's a regular season game and people's expectations are higher, but they had games in there sprinkled in there when they did have Joe Burrow's back, like I was saying in the Rams game, where he didn't play good at all, but that defense was humming. So that's how they did it. It's the championship pedigree and what they had done in the last 2 years. Some of those things had spewed out, and then you saw other times where teams took advantage of them early on and they couldn't recover.
Yeah, well said. They're a winning team now. They're the opposite of what the Bengals used to be. They have a winning culture, and I think that'll carry over. And that's one of the reasons that I'm glad that we won that Cleveland game. We went out there and we, you know, gave it our all. But I would say this. We have on the show the second biggest Zach Taylor fan in the entire internet. Dr. Hoji Dekri Smoji, huge Zach Taylor fan, only second to Bengals captain, I would say, in his support.
That's in contention. I mean, some say I'm the biggest. Some say
Yeah, yeah. He could be number one. But
I feel I'm the biggest.
I would say this, Mr. Zim. I think this was Zach Taylor's best year. This was the first time where I think his coaching got us more games than you know. It was always Joe Burrow, but somehow
it was
with the Browning, you know, with Jake Browning, he put Jake Browning in position to win those, you know, three or four games.
Look, and I like that.
Yeah, I mean, even as a Zach Taylor fan, I look at this year and I realize that the issue I feel is that in the AFC North, you have to have something really special to make it to the playoffs. And I think if we had been in any other division, Zach's great coaching would have been enough. But I think in our division, we can't really do it without Joe Burrow. And that was something that was hard for me to admit as a Zach Taylor fan. You know, I think the defense, the losses we faced on defense mattered a lot. But, Joe is the show. And in fact, if I may, I'd like to recite a poem by the late, great Diana Ross and address it to Joe Burrow and say, Joe, I need you by me, beside me, to guide me, to hold me, to scold me. Because when I'm bad, I'm also bad. And by me, I mean the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, beautiful. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Let me ask you, Mr. Zim.
That was beautiful.
Where do you stand on Zach Taylor? Do you think he's good enough to complete the job and win that Super Bowl?
That's a tough one, man. I'm going to tell you my true thoughts. Like, I was at the Super Bowl. Great seat, one of the greatest days of my life. But I do think about that game. I've even talked to a player, and we finished each other's sentences. And I literally think that Zach Taylor lost us the Super Bowl. And in my mind, every single day of my life, I have this battle in my brain of, am I just telling people that we could do this? And I really truly believe what's really holding us back, because I don't believe in luck. And I just look at certain things like Zach Taylor ran six screens the week before Kansas City, comes to a team that is the worst screen defense team in the National Football League in the Rams and only throws one. Joe Mixon's running the ball like at like 6 yards a clip. He stops running with a 10-point lead. Like there are things that I question him in crunch times. Now, to be fair, there's so many things he does really well. So, Haji, you're on point by saying that this might be his best coaching effort. And it's not that I don't think that he's competent. It's just some of the decisions in some of these clutch moments. The fourth and one the other day, I don't question that one. I just think that that's a personnel thing. They didn't count up the numbers and everything like that. I like that decision to go for it on fourth and one. But he had some head-scratching moments, and all coaches do as well, too. I just don't know if he understands in the NFL. You watch Lamar Jackson drop back like 20 times a game and everybody goes crazy and they say he's an MVP. I don't know if he's understanding that Joe Burrow isn't injury prone. The quarterback position that the position that he plays is injury prone. And you can't just drop back 40 times a game and think, I'm going to be a Joe Burrow merchant. And, he had to prove that, to your point. He proved that a couple of different times.
Here's where you and I might disagree. And here's where a lot of Bengals fans and I might disagree. And I might make them angry. I was thinking about Lamar Jackson the other day. And please don't get upset. I think that
Lamar Jackson is
the greatest, is the number one quarterback in the NFL. And my standard for that is this. There is no team where you put Lamar Jackson on that team and it's worse, including the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa.
If Lamar Jackson ran the Cincinnati Bengals, we wouldn't have an offensive line issue. We wouldn't have a run game issue. We would have a winning issue. Lamar Jackson wins. Now, it might not be the traditional, beautiful, Joe Burrow-y looking stuff, but he wins and he's awesome. And I tell you what, I have never seen ever a more confident quarterback. When he gets the ball, he looks like he's playing but outside of his house. That man is so confident because He knows he's almost definitely not going to get sacked. And it's not because of his offensive line. It's because of him.
Well,
can I respond to that?
Yes, please. Where do you stand on that?
You got a couple different points.
Agree with me or disagree with me? First, let's establish that.
I'm going to meet you halfway. First and foremost, Lamar Jackson is one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the NFL this season. And I think he's like sixth most sacked. Y'all can fact check me or whatever. So he does get sacked. But I do agree with your point of him making the offensive line overall just look better. A Ravens fan, I'll tell you right now, they don't believe in their tackles that much. But the one thing that I think that you could do with Joe Burrow, that same thing that you said, is you put him on any single team, and I think he makes them all better as well, too. If you had Joe Burrow's scheme with the Ravens or whatever currently right now, where it's more run-heavy or whatever, sure, you're not running, like, RPO, read option stuff every single, you know, whatever. But the Todd Monken style of offense has evolved into a more pass pro-style offense anyway. So I think Joe Burrow could do the same thing. I think Joe Burrow would have that team with two losses as well. There's no team in the NFL that Joe Burrow doesn't elevate as well. I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL, and I'm only saying that because we're talking as Bengals fans. If I go into a forum, I have to be like, Pat Mahomes is the best. He's got two championships and stuff like that. I just think that that style of improvising and stuff like that, it just isn't sustainable for a long period of time. I think Joe Burrow, his style of play will continue to get smarter, smarter, and smarter, more Tom Brady-like. What happens when Lamar Jackson's legs aren't the same like legs? And one thing about Lamar Jackson, too, I think is very, very important. It's easy to have the best rushing team in the National Football League, have a top three defense, and always play from ahead. He's only played from behind one time this whole entire season in the fourth quarter. In the playoffs, you're playing better defenses, and I'm not sure. It's a reason why Lamar Jackson, 6 years later into the NFL, has a 1-3 record. Now, can he prove me wrong and elevate? I think he's the most dynamic, the scariest, all these different things player in the NFL. But throwing the football at critical points in a playoff game is what Joe Burrow does better than anybody. And I'm going to tell you, it's a guy that reminds me of him, and it's C.J. Stroud. If I were to start a football team right now, I wouldn't start it with Lamar Jackson. I would start it with C.J. Stroud. I think he has all the abilities to move around, and he's quick with his decisions. He could throw the ball. And to me, regular season football and playoff football are two different things. I agree with damn near everything you said, but I just haven't seen Lamar do what Joe Burrow has done in playoff games. Get sacked 9 times and throw for 350 on the road against the number one seed. I watched Lamar Jackson as the number one seed lose right in front of his home field, and everybody went home sad.
That's so well put. And since you're on a roll, Zim, let's go back to your statement that Zach Taylor lost us the Super Bowl. And the reason I want to go back to it is because it hurt me deeply. And yet part of me, in a dirty, voyeuristic way, wants to know why. Why? What was his worst moment in the Super Bowl, Zach Taylor?
Well, he's saying it was the play calling. He's saying, you know, call more screen passes.
Play calling is not the moment. What was the worst play?
I thought going for it on the fourth down early in the game on our side of the field, I thought that was too aggressive. He made mistake after mistake all day. They were running for like 6.2 yards a carry, and they stopped giving the ball to Mixon. Even at the end of the game, you're in third and one, and your best running back isn't on the field, and then you're telling me like, oh, well, that's just the personnel that we're using that. Like, I'm putting my horses out on the field. You know what makes the Bengals special in the 2021 season is very similar to what makes the Bengals special right now. The reason why everybody's photoshopping T. Higgins on their respective teams, the Chiefs and all these other teams like that, is because they recognize how special T. Higgins is. But the 2021 season was so special because Mixon, I love him to death. Even in 2024, he's a dog. But in 2021, you wouldn't dare double them on the outside and then leave a light box for Joe Mixon in 2021. He would kill you, and he did that to the Raiders. He did that I mean, he had over 1,500 all-purpose yards. He was a dog. So them not riding that, what they had a 10-point lead and them getting away from the run is something that we see currently right now with Zach Taylor. Like, think about the Browns game. We just beat the crap out of them the other day. Joe Mixon runs for 16 yards, and then they threw three straight passes.
Yeah,
he does a lot of the same. I like Zach Taylor. I don't want this to come across as like, I think, like, whatever. Don't you try to make this the headline of Jim thinks Zach Taylor cost the
Bengals. No. It's not the headline. It'll be one of the headlines. Believe me, he will. This is like five articles already. Yeah.
I don't know if you've been following our channel, but in the past week or 2 weeks, right, the successes that our channel has seen on YouTube.
Mostly from Zim.
And Instagram.
You know what's funny?
It's really been daddy-o capitalism gone awry.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he's been selling us out so much. Well, we've gotten like 50,000 hits in the past week. So be careful. Yeah. Anything you say here will go viral.
Well, okay. I have learned a lot from Zim. He is the original Bengals, you know, Instagram page. And I've learned a lot actually about hashtags. And you have to, you know, in this show, we can't just say the Bengals. We have to say Cincinnati Bengals NFL, you know. We have to say Bengals the schedule. We can't just say Joe Burrow. You have to say Joe Burrow girlfriend, Joe Burrow Heisman speech. You have to get all of the words into the video for it to
Jake
rank.
Browning girlfriend. Put that in the hashtag.
There you go. Jake Browning girlfriend. Yes. And we talked, you said that you think, I know you have to go. So Zim, let me know if you have to run. You have a couple minutes or not?
I got a couple minutes. This is fun, guys. Did I tell you how much I love your chain too?
Thank you. Yes.
I think your chain is amazing, man.
It's a gift from Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, we were on a show with Adam Pac-Man Jones for a while.
And I saw it.
It really affected our wardrobe.
And if you remember the Pac-Man Jones arrest, hashtag Pac-Man Jones arrest, a lot of search volume for that one. I just wanted to say it on the show, yeah.
I feel like the chain with the suit is just like so like chef's kiss.
Thank you. Thank you,
But really, I think ultimately with Joe Burrow back, the Cincinnati NFL Bengals can succeed with Zach Taylor's salary age.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so Zim, look, just real quick, I just want to, you talked about you have Higgins and you have Ja'Marr Chase on the opposite sides, and that opens up a lot of things. And you mentioned to me before the show, hey, look, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, they're going out there. They are doing press conferences. They're doing interviews together. These guys love each other. Joe Burrow said, you know, everybody expects him to be back. He wants to be back. They want him back. What's going to happen in your mind? How is this going to work? Are they really going to pay T. Higgins of the NFL Cincinnati Bengals $20 million a year when they know they're going to have to pay Ja'Marr Chase $25, $30 million a year?
Yeah, I think it happens, man. I think that, first of all, the press conference that Burrow did, he didn't have to do. He made it very clear when he was very decisive. He was very like definitive when he said this, but he said, this is what I expect. We expect him to be here. The players want him here. I know T wants to be here. You know, these are that. And then I thought he sent a message directly to the front office and said, I did things in my contract to make sure that people like T. Higgins would be here. The Ja'Marr one is kind of crazy in this regard. I think that they could pull off the Ja'Marr deal this summer and make it work. I find it hard when I start to crunch the numbers on like my wish list for free agency. It's not that much, but I want like a Leonard Williams, like that would be the big splash guy, or Chris Jones, right? And then you put a old, like a veteran safety. You get like a veteran linebacker here or there or whatever, just to kind of beef up the room. And then you sign like Trent Brown, the right tackle. You still go to the draft and go get, you know, a right tackle. But that's what I would want. I can't see them signing Ja'Marr. But I think Ja'Marr might say, I'm going to do what Justin Jefferson did. I'm going to wait it out and do exactly what he just did. I'm young. I'm still Ja'Marr Chase is still the youngest wide receiver on the Cincinnati Bengals at like 23 years old or something like that. He's younger than Yoshi. He has the power to say, I'm going to play this season out. I'm already going to get $20 million anyway. I'm going to play it out because he got the double Pro Bowl bonus or whatever. So he gets top dollar anyway. he might say, I'm going to let this whole thing ride out. I'm going to keep the cap number at what it is currently right now. And then I come back the next year, like what Justin Jefferson is about to do right now, and let him set the market. Let Justin Jefferson set the market. Let all these guys go before me so that I could go after them. I could see Jamar doing that. The T. Higgins one, I thought Joe Burrow made it very clear. I'm not interested in a tag and trade without saying it. But I do think that the Bengals would say automatically, we don't like your agent. We don't think the deal gets done, but we're tagging you the same way we did Jesse Bates and the same way we did with A.J. Green. And we'll walk away from this and say, yeah, we got 5 years out of T. Higgins at bargain money. He's only made on average like $2-3 million per year for the first 4 years and only in had multiple 1,000-yard seasons. He had 900 yards with Brandon Allen. So you could kind of – I'm kind of retroactively like pulling back money, but – they underpaid him for all these other years. Cool, we'll tag you for 1 year, and then we'll part ways, and then we'll be it. If somebody calls us and they got a first-round pick and they want to do something, we'll pick it up and listen to them. If they ain't got a first-round pick, we're not picking it up, and we're going to go into the 2024 season, and we're all in.
Hold on, wait. This is the last year of T. Yeah.
Zim, let's keep exploring this option, okay? So let's say, hypothetically, the Bengals are able – to keep Jamar Chase fantasy jersey stats and T. Higgins fantasy jersey stats. What do they do in the draft?
They go to the draft and they trade up and go get Brock Bowers.
Do you think they'll actually do that?
Nah, but that they should. Because the missing link to making the Thanos Infinity Stone get, you know, Joe Burrow what he needs is changing the balance of the offense. Changing what they do so that you're not relying on the horses on the outside. You now have a speed running back that you go pick up in another round. Maybe you keep mixing, maybe you don't. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that later, right?
Because I don't think they're going to keep mixing. Let's be honest.
It's cap savings, yeah, all over. They get like 5.6 if they whatever. So, but I will say this. I think the evolution of the Bengals, the next wave, it's always going to be Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase together like Jerry Rice and Montana, right? T. Higgins might be right now, but the next thing all great quarterbacks have is a dominant tight end. And I ain't talking no free agent tight end. And if you look at this tight end draft class, it's not really that good. And if they're at the 18th pick, you got 9 picks. Last year, I was looking at this. I think Ace told me this. Gave up like the 80th pick to go from like 18 to like 12 or somebody like that. I would do it. I got 9 picks. And then think about this. You know that their GM, what's his name? Something Brown. What's that guy's name?
Troy Brown.
You know, for the Bengals, the operations dude. If he leaves, they get 2/3.
Oh wow.
Two third round picks.
Oh, I see.
So you got all this ammo to go move up. I mean, I would move up. Like, that's what I would do. Yeah. They moved up to go get Cam Taylor-Britt. They moved up to go get – I don't know. I mean, I saw the Steelers do it last year with Broderick. I just really think that the tight end, that Brock Bowers one, is the one that I'm going to be screaming from the mountaintops. And a lot of people aren't going to like it. They're going to say, go get his offensive line. Go get his defensive line. But if you do what you have to do in free agency, you won't be saying that. They should – we – the slogan before – was why not us? And then it is us. You know what the slogan is this year?
It has always been us. And
it's you owe us. You owe Bengals fans like me. You owe Bengals fans like yourselves the ability to say, I've got 2 years where I could spend money and I need to spend some of this money. The same way they cut the check for Orlando Brown for $30 million last offseason. The same way that they cut the check for Jermaine Pratt with $9 million up front. All these different things. They need to go with that. Because once you get to 2026, you're not getting anybody. I don't know if y'all seen the cap hits from, like, you know, Joe Burrow. Like, you're not getting nothing. This is the only time that they'll ever be able to get, like, viable, like, free agent talent in the Joe Burrow era right now. And I'm not asking for a lot, but if they take care of those positions before they go to the draft, if you go sign Trent Brown at right tackle, yes, he's 30 years old, but there's no Bengals fan that's going to be saying you have to make the first round pick an offensive tackle because they handled business before they got to the draft. That's the point that I like. The guy that says online, they got to go to the trenches. They don't need y'all. Those guys think that they're helping fans, or they think that they're helping the Bengals, or they're helping everybody else by being some hero and saying, we need offensive line in the draft. You're only bailing the Bengals front office out. You need to be putting that same pressure on them to go get free agents before you even go into the draft to solidify the position. Why? Because that's what winning teams do. You guys just told me that we're a winning team now. That's what winning teams do. They take care of business and they don't have holes before they go to the draft. Now their board is wide open.
Doing it on defense too, and to great success.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Mr. Zim Houday, you have a lot of appointments. I take it you have people waiting for you. You have like 8 other podcasts to do tonight. We don't want to keep you any longer. But tell the people what they should do, where they should find you.
You can follow me at Zim_Houday on Instagram. You can follow me at Zim Houday on Twitter. Also, ZimHouday.com. I do a pod, me and my partner Ace, called the Cincinnati Pod, where we house a couple of different pods under there too. But the Cincinnati Pod, just search it. It'll pop right up on Twitter and on YouTube. But that's where you can find me.
Zim, yeah. We always ask our fans to put a comment in the YouTube comment section. What should they comment on? What do you want to hear their thoughts on?
Who? I don't know. I mean, I think they should ask. I think we need to have a conversation about your chain. I think that
I was going to say that. Or who should we root for? Who do we want to win? Who do we want to lose in these NFL playoffs? Hashtag NFL playoffs.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
NFL playoffs. I mean, I'm telling.
I think y'all see my perspective is very different. I was very interested to hear your perspective on that. Like,
we had a so background for those who were not here, who are not the three of us before the show.
We have three people watching the live stream right now. So
should listen to the three of us. I was saying that I like when an NFL. A AFC North team, like let's say the Steelers, goes far and even wins the playoffs because it tells people, look, this is how hard we have it. This is what we're dealing with. We're playing the hardest darn teams in the NFL, the Ravens, the Steelers. These guys are tough as nails, and we play them and we win.
Yeah. Well,
my life is my life is very different on the internet. So those same teams that will go win those games, they'll just come back and spit it in your face the next day. They'll come back and say, you didn't go to the playoffs. You didn't lose. You didn't do whatever. Those same teams, I remember being young when the Ravens won that last Super Bowl. I never thought that 10, 11 years later that those same people would be calling me a loser and a ringless after they win their Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying? I can't have those people saying, yeah, now we got another ring. You still don't get, like, they're just going to have bragging rights over.
I don't want Patrick Mahomes to win another one, because eventually the debate is going to be 20 years from now, Mahomes or Burrow, who is better? And Burrow's falling behind. I don't want him to fall too far behind. But Burrow is our Montana, I think, of this age. And Jake Browning is Steve Young. Yeah.
He's our Marino. Let's be honest.
No.
He's good enough to win a Super Bowl, but maybe he won't ever win one.
I don't think so. He's more like a Montana, the way he plays. It's funny because Mahomes reminds me a little bit of Marino. He just has a great situation. He's winning a lot. Okay. Look.
Mahomes reminds me of Tony Romo.
Interesting. Maybe that's why Tony Romo likes him so much. Look, Zim, 4 viewers right now for this live stream. I don't know if you've ever seen that kind of, if you ever performed in front of that kind of audience, but I feel like your channel is going to explode. It's going to get so much more popular right now because we have 4 people. But Zim is the guy. He has the YouTube channel along with our good friend Ace Boogie. They are doing it right. And make sure if you don't already subscribe there, you're subscribed to their show. And
yeah, remember, you can come to our channel for anything involving the Cincinnati Bengals NFL playoffs.
Right.
Joe Burrow. Jake Browning girlfriend.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, with that, we are going to let Mr. Zim Houday go. And don't forget to subscribe to our show. turn on notifications, and you can also follow Hoji on Twitter. You probably won't learn a lot about the Bengals, but you will see some cute pictures of cats. And you can follow me, and you can check out John Sheeran's articles on A2ZSports.com/Cincinnati. We'll see you next time. So long, sweetie. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.